Welcome, everybody. This is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. It's Fun Friday today, and looking forward to a great weekend. We have lots to do. We've got giveaways for you, two different meal giveaways, one in each half hour. The first one is a family pack from Red Brick Pizza. We'll be giving that away in the second half hour, and a new one from Urbane Cafe. Two sets of four free sandwiches or salads to a lucky winner who calls in. Now, this is the Urbane Cafe that is opening up in Agoura Hills, so you'll have to redeem the coupon there, but well worth the drive for eight free salads down there. And as we always do on Fun Friday, we've got great guests. Our focus today is going to be focus on the family. I'm going to steal that from another radio show, but we're going to be talking about things that will help you to impact your family and make things better for you, not only this weekend, but in the weeks ahead as well. Our first guest is going to be Mark Goulston, who's going to be teaching us how to just listen, and we'll be talking to him at great length in just a minute, followed up by Rachel Singer Gordon, who has got great money-saving tips for these difficult times, and I'm looking forward to hearing what she has to say as well. Before we dive into the interviews, a couple things I want to bring to your attention. If you're going to be in Ventura next weekend, that's Saturday, June the 19th, there's a Johnny Cash Music Festival going to be happening down at the fairgrounds from 10 o'clock to 6 o'clock in the evening, and got wonderful Johnny Cash memorabilia. Some of his old cars and motorcycles are going to be there, a special guest appearance by his daughter, and wonderful bands in including Big River, so you might want to participate in that. The cost of entry is $20. It's down at the Ventura Fairgrounds. You all know where that is, at Seaside Park. And parking, of course, is a little bit additional as well. But Saturday, June the 19th, Johnny Cash Music Festival. Be there, see some of his memorabilia, his old guitars, his old cars, his old motorcycles. That's next Saturday. All right, we've got the coupons to give away for the Urbane Cafe. These are two sets of four free sandwiches or salads. We'll give those away to the first caller who calls us at 805-639-0008, 805-639-0008. These are the coupons for the new Urbane Cafe opening up in Agoura Hills. So give us a call. Now, my first guest is a good friend of mine. I'm happy to call him a friend. As we head into the weekend, you might be looking for ways to better communicate with the people in your life, both at work and at home. Our next guest will help you to do just that. Get this, he's a former trainer of hostage negotiators for the FBI. Talk about a job that requires getting somebody's attention and making him or her listen. Now, he's here today to teach us some of his negotiating skills and techniques, the same ones that you used in life or death situations. Once you master his skills, you can use them in whatever you want to do in your life or in your career. Dr. Mark Goulston is a psychiatrist, not a psychologist. He's a consultant, a business coach, an author of the book Just Listen, Discover the Secrets of Getting Through to Just About Anybody. Consumers Research Council of America named him one of America's top psychiatrists in 2009, 2005, 2004. We're going to ask him why he missed it in 2007, 2008. He writes leadership column for Fast Company, and he writes the column Solve Anything with Dr. Mark for the Tribune Media Services. Mark, welcome to the show. How are you today?
Well, I made it in 2010, so I don't know what happened in 2007, 2008.
You were just slacking, huh?
Good as mine.
Well, I'm sorry that you didn't win those years, but congratulations for winning again in 2010.
Well, they just weren't listening. What can I tell you?
There you go. Now, two things. You're known for as the emotional exhale guy, but your big claim to fame and really kind of your expertise is you are probably the preeminent psychiatrist in the country for getting divorced couples back together again. That's incredible. Tell us a little bit about that.
Well, years ago, I was on Oprah, the Today Show, New York Times. In fact, if you go to YouTube and put in my name, Mark Goulston and Oprah, you'll find a clip. It's actually an audio clip. It was so many years ago about my work getting divorced couples back together again. And it's interesting, getting divorced or separated couples back together again is much easier than keeping an unhappy, blaming couple together.
Wow.
All it requires, and actually all any relationship requires to mend its way, are people who can replace self-righteousness with being humble and blaming with taking personal responsibility for the problem. That's all it takes.
Well, those are some pretty big steps, though.
Well, that's why people who are unhappily living together and living in separate bedrooms can't do that. In fact, I still do some focus on that. But I will only see couples that are either separated or divorced because I need them to reach that point where they think, you know, maybe we haven't given this our best try. And, you know, interestingly, I think in any relationship where if you can pause and say, maybe I haven't given it my best try, what that always includes or is about is maybe I haven't really listened to the other person. Maybe I was so busy pushing my agenda down their throat that I didn't listen. One of my favorite quotes of all time comes from a psychoanalyst named Wilfred Bion, and he said that the purest form of communication is to listen without memory or desire. And what he meant by that is when we listen with memory, we have an old agenda that we're trying to force on someone, and when we listen with desire, we have a new agenda that we're trying to force on someone, but we're not listening to their agenda. And so I've developed something called How to Be a Real Pal, P-A-L, and P-A-L stands for Purposeful Agendaless Listening.
Great acronym. We're talking, everybody, to Dr. Mark Goulston, the author of the book Just Listen, and he's explaining how important it is to just listen. He's also noted for getting more divorced couples back together again than anybody else. So, Mark, I'm going to throw you a curveball here, okay? We just read in the paper, and some of us were dismayed, that Tipper and Al Gore are divorcing after decades of marriage. Now, if they were your clients, how would you work with them to get them to reconcile?
Well, I vet clients carefully, meaning if there's still more of their personality blaming the other person or making excuses for their behavior, then I won't see them because we're just going to get into a debate. If it's what's happened, and I'm going to give the Gores the benefit of the doubt, and I hope we don't find out that there's been some sordid affairs that either of them have been having. If what's happened is what happens to a lot of marriages, especially long marriages, when you get married, you haven't yet grown into the person that you're meant to be. You're excited about the thrill of young romance, of love, of sex, of passion. It's exciting, but then it takes years and decades to grow into who you're meant to be. And I have a friend who that happened to, and they got divorced, and they're best friends, and they're partners in business. But it's clear that they're very different. And what the very wise woman said to me is it makes no sense to make the other person wrong merely because they're different. And especially if you have children, when you're making the other person wrong, it puts the children in a terrible position to pick sides. And so it's possible that that happened with the Gores. Now, even if that happens to you, there is a way to override that. If you're different personalities, if you have shared core values that are bigger than your personality and bigger than you're getting your way, you can make it work. So, for instance, if you really have a deeply shared faith in God,
yes,
you really have a deeply shared commitment to something that's more important.
Can that be the children, Mark?
It could be the children. It could be the Scott Newman Foundation, because Paul Newman and Joanne Woodward were about as different a couple as you can imagine. But something kept them together. And my guess is they were somewhat grounded as human beings, and their shared core value is, you know, don't believe all the sizzle out there and everything, because there's really nothing to it. So my guess is they really had each other's back, and they value that, as opposed to, being seduced by all the adoring fans and entourages.
Gotcha. Mark, we've got to take a break here to pay some bills and run some commercials. I want you, when we come back, let's focus in on the Al and Tipper Gore situation. Use your expertise to sort of guide us through how they could reconcile if, in fact, that's what they want to do. But first, we're going to give you traffic and weather here on KKZZ AM 1400. You're listening to Brainstorming with Billy the Brain, and the weather today is going to be mostly sunny. Hard to believe if you've been outside, but we've got the typical June gloom that's out there, and that's going to burn off sometime around midday, 11 or 12 o'clock. depending on how close you are to the shore. Coastal highs are going to be between 72 and 74 degrees. Inland, it's going to be a much hotter, 75 to 88. Tonight, it says it's going to be clear. No gloom coming in. We'll see about that. And the coastal lows are going to be 57 to 60. Inland lows, 57 to 60 as well. Tomorrow, going to be a beautiful day. Saturday, Sunday, Monday, sunny all 3 days. Highs between 77 at the coast and 94 inland. Overnight lows between 55 and 62. Hottest and coldest city in the county yesterday was Ojai. High of 83, low of 49 degrees. Our precipitation sitting at 10.29 inches of rain. Air quality starting to look a little bit worse for the inland areas. We're fine along the coast, but the air quality has turned to moderate if you are farther inland. So cities like Kaneo Valley, Fillmore, Piru, you all had better be careful breathing the air out there. The UV index is going to be a 10. Our sun is going to set tonight at 8:06, rise again tomorrow at 5:45 in the morning, and tonight is the last half of the moon. We're headed towards a new moon on June the 12th. That is the weather. Now time for the traffic.
And it's looking very good out there, Billy. 101 looks nice. As always, slowing at Lynn Road off in Thousand Oaks. Very busy over there, down to about 25 miles per hour. North and South, 101. Other than that, very nice. 23 Thousand Oaks, Simi Valley, into Bardsdale and Fillmore. Very good. If you're on the 126, good news out to Santa Clarita and to the beach. Looking very nice. And up from Ventura to Santa Barbara and back, the traffic is clear and running smoothly throughout Ventura and Santa Barbara counties. You're on AM 1400. KKZZ.
Welcome back, everybody. This is Billy the Brain, and you're listening to the Brainstorming with Billy the Brain. You had to wait for the song there to kick in. That was quite a selection, leading us back into our featured guest today, Dr. Mark Goulston. Before we get to him, a couple of announcements. First of all, big shout out to Freeman Michaels, who has the show ahead of us. He advised me about an event that's coming up this Saturday. It's called Summer Vest, Celebrating Our Healthy Community. And that's going to be Saturday, June the 5th from 9 to 2. And everybody is invited. If you want more information, call 641-5000, extension 1550. That's here, presented by Kaiser Permanente, right here in our community. We also have the coupons to give away from Urbane Cafe. Two sets of four free sandwiches or salads to the Urbane Cafe opening up in Agoura Hills. All you have to do to win the coupons, call in at 639-0008, 639-0008, and the coupons are yours. Now back to our guest, Dr. Mark Goulston. Dr. Mark, you're the emotional exhale guy, and you're famous for bringing more divorced couples back to marriage than anybody else. Before we went to break, we were talking about Al and Tipper Gore. Shocking to some people that they split up. You said the values have to be better or greater than their personal ambitions. What would you say to help Al and Tipper Gore if they were your clients and if they were willing to go through therapy?
Well, what I would say to them is I'm not here to save your marriage. I'm here to help each of you give it the best effort possible. And I've never met a couple who comes in my office who has given it the best effort possible. And the best effort means listening without getting into a debate. Something that I suggest to parents with young children, and I think marriages should do this, is every week, at either the end of the week, or Sunday night or Friday, you check in with each other, and instead of giving report cards, you ask each other, what was the most exciting thing and the scariest thing or upsetting thing that happened to you this past week, and what made them so? And then ask the same question, in the upcoming week, what is the thing you're most excited about and scared about, and what makes those so? And then if you care about the other person, you check in. And this is great with your kids. The harder to go. And see, when you ask people that, all through the book, Just Listen, what I talk about is you really listen to people, not when they've vented, but when they've exhaled. Venting is like picking a scab. Exhaling is like the pus draining out of the wound.
All right. Besides that graphic and gory analogy that
I'm
you just
MD.
Gave.
What do you want from me?
Yeah, I can tell that. Boy, I'm going to, well, let me get my senses back together. And can you expand on that just a little bit about the exhale? Because that's an important part of the process.
Well, I think if you come from a position of wanting to alleviate people's hurt and their fear, and you keep asking them questions, what's really going on? No, what's really going on? So I have a partner. I've literally joined the Marines, the former head of the Marines, and we have a company called Steel Partners, S-T-E-E-L-E, partners.com. You can go there. And one of the things that we're working on is helping returning soldiers. And General Marty Steele, he's amazing when he speaks one-on-one with soldiers. And what he says to them is, so what's going on, soldier? And initially they'll say, well, I can't find a job, or, you know, I have trouble at home. But he'll come from a caring place, and a person who's been there as a Marine will say, what's really going on? And if he says that three or four times, what these soldiers say is, sir, I saw and did things that I can't erase from my mind, and they were ugly things, and when I close my eyes, I see them more vividly, so I stay up all night, and I can't stop seeing them. And so can you see how that soldier is going to exhale? And what general, he's a saint. What he does is he forgives them. He says to them, you know, war is not pretty, but it's necessary. And any of us, especially us Marines who have been through war, we've all saw and done things that we can't forget. And that's just part of being a Marine, but you're a good person, soldier.
Oh, that's wonderful. We're talking to Mark Goulston, everybody, author of the book Just Listen, and renowned for bringing divorced people back together again in marriage. Mark, that story about General Steele is a good story, but not all of us are generals, and certainly not all of us are saints. How can we get our partners, our significant others, to reach that emotional exhale that you just talked about?
Well, I think part of it is one of the ways you can prime the pump is by delivering something called a power thank you and a power apology. And with Father's Day coming up, you missed the boat with Mother's Day, but you can do it next year. But with Father's Day, you might write a note to your dad about giving him a power thank you. And the thank you is, this is what you did, Dad. This is the effort it took for you to do it. And this is what it personally meant to me. So you might say something like, Dad, you went to bat for me when I was really scared in that situation in school. It wasn't easy for you to do that because I knew you were somewhat disappointed in me, but you were going to stand up for me. And what it personally meant for me is I really feel that I'm not alone when I get into trouble and I can turn to you. That's a power thank you. And along with that is something called a power apology, and that has three parts. This is say what you did wrong, tell the effect on the other person, and then admit that you're sorry and you were wrong with no excuses and what you're going to do to fix it.
All right, so go through those three again and give us an example.
Okay, so an example, we'll stick with the same example. So the power apology that adult child could give to the parent is, I know that getting those five DUIs, really made you nuts. But even more, I know it made you disappointed in me. And I know you kept loving me, even though you couldn't stand that I was screwing up so badly. And yet you didn't throw me out. And I was wrong to do that. And I'm sorry that I did that. And because of doing that, that's why, 5 years ago I joined AA, and I've been sober ever since.
All right. Now, that's a good example. So in both cases, the power thank you, what you did, say thank you for what the person did, what it took for them to do it, and what it meant to you.
Right.
And in the power apology, say what you did wrong, the effect that it had on the other person, apologize for it, and what you're going to do to fix it. Those are the steps that you need to take. Now, that really takes determination on the part of the person giving the thank you or giving the apology. What brings them to that point?
I'll tell you. It really doesn't. You know, what I've discovered, it's not that people, there's a saying, where there's a will, there's a way.
Right.
People have it backwards. I think people have the will, they just don't have the way. When you give people the way to do it, I conducted an exercise using those power thank you and power apology with 40 disabled soldiers with a wonderful program called vetfoundation.org.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, these are soldiers. They're not emotional type people. But as soon as you gave them away in an exercise to do a role play, what they were going to do with their spouses when they got back from this five-day retreat, they were all on board. So I think if you have the way to do something, you will find the will.
And that's what your book, Just Listen, by Dr. Mark Goulston, is all about. It's filled with tips and techniques like the power thank you, like the power apology, that gives you a format, gives you a platform in order for you to really expose your feelings, right?
Well, I wanted to call the book Just Care. It will teach you, if you want to care, it will give you a way to show caring. I'll end on an ironic note. The book has become an international bestseller because even if you don't care, it will teach you how to manipulate people with some of the tactics.
Ooh, manipulation. I love it. That's great.
You love that? You just ruined the interview. We were going to such a good place.
We were in such a good place. But the reality is the book is for a lot of different people. It helps you in your personal life. It helps you in your career. Manipulation is perhaps has a negative connotation to it, but it does allow you to work better with your spouse, work better with your children, work better with people at work. Fantastic reads. Just Listen by Mark Goulston. Mark, but we only have just a couple of minutes left. But before we do, I want to just pick up on something that you were saying about the work that you're doing with the armed services. Before I do that, though, just another shout out. I've got two sets of four sandwiches or salads from Urbane Cafe. All you need to do is call in at 639-0008, 639-0008, and the coupons are yours. They're good at the Agoura Hills location, so give us a call to win those. Now, Mark, you've been doing wonderful work with the vets. Tell us a little bit about that. Why did you get involved, and what does it mean to you?
Well, you'll get me emotional, Sam, and we don't have time for me to start crying online here. I wrote a book called Post-Traumatic Stress Disorder for Dummies. And that reacquainted me with my roots, which is helping very traumatized people. Mm-hmm. Also, I didn't serve in Vietnam, and I have friends on the Vietnam Wall who, while I've had a good life for 40 years, they've been on that wall. And I have friends whose kids have been killed in Iraq and Afghanistan, and my kids are in some nice college and nowhere near harm's way. And I feel that all of us who haven't served owe much more than a drink and applause at the airport to soldiers than just that. I think we all have a responsibility to give them a shot at the best life possible because they stood in harm's way for you and me.
I agree. I echo your sentiments. I couldn't have said it better. We reach out to everybody who serves, whether it's in the military, the police force, the fire department, anybody who wears a uniform, hats off to you. And it takes more than just Memorial Day or Veterans Day to really recognize how grateful we are to those people. Just incredible.
I mean, just think about people who have put themselves in harm's way for people they don't even know, for buildings that they have no interest. They'll walk into a burning building that they have no interest in. I mean, that's amazing. That's remarkable.
That is, and that's true patriotism. That is true heroism. That's great. Mark, I can't believe our time is up, but before you go, we do something at the bottom of the hour called Celebrating America, and that's where I read a quote, and you can participate if you like. You and Tom Spence can guess who said this particular quote, and I think this particular quote is germane. That's why I waited for you to be part of this. All right? So here's the quote. Who said this? A man who is good enough to shed his blood for the country is good enough to be given a square deal afterwards. Who said, a man who is good enough to shed his blood for the country is good enough to be given a square deal afterwards?
I don't know, but you better tell me because I'm going to put up on my blog in the Huffington Post.
I knew you would want this. Now, you got to guess. You got to work for this, Mark, a little bit. I'll give you a hint. It's one of our presidents. It's one of our presidents. And I'll give you an even bigger hint. It's not a current president.
I don't think George W. Bush was an evil person. I think the times are impossible. So I would be happily surprised if he said it, but he probably didn't.
No, it's not a current president. He didn't say it, and it's very eloquent. So it probably goes back a little bit farther in history towards maybe the turn of this last century.
Turn of the last century.
Yeah, turn of the last century. Turn of the 20th century. who said, "A man who is good enough to shed his blood for the country is good enough to be given a square deal afterwards." President Theodore Roosevelt said that.
I just visited his grave 3 months ago up in Long Island.
Oh, my goodness. Wow. Well, great president and a man who knew a lot about service to this country. So Theodore Roosevelt was the man who said, "A man who is good enough to shed his blood for the country is good enough to be given a square deal afterwards." And Mark, I have to say that you are helping to give our returning vets a square deal with all of the work that you're doing with returning vets. So kudos to you for that. Please continue to keep up the good work, and we'll have you back at some point in the future.
I look forward to it.
Great.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Mark. Thanks so very much.